One of the earliest trees to bloom in the spring is the eastern redbud. Native to the American Southeast, redbud is an understory tree, meaning that in natural forests it lives under the canopy of larger trees. Redbuds seldom reach heights of more than 20 feet, and this more manageable growth pattern and their brilliant pink blooms make them a favorite ornamental for home landscapes, parks, and public spaces. Though most redbuds bloom in the color of their name, there are other cultivars that produce white flowers, as well as weeping redbuds and purple leaf redbuds. I've tried the white-flowered variety, but didn't have much luck with it living through our cold, dry winters. I have a clumping variety that was gifted to me many years ago as a slender whip. I planted it in a sheltered place where it received frequent showers from flowerbed sprinklers, and it's now a spreading mass of branches that produce the welcome sight of a rosy globe in spring. Redbuds are forgiving of various soil types, but grow best in moist, well-drained sites. They're self-pollinating and an important source of early pollen for honeybees. They grow relatively quickly, putting on a foot of growth during their first few seasons, but like many fast-growing trees, they don't live as long as slower-growing hardwoods. Redbud is a member of the legume family, and their flowers have a typical pea blossom construction, which produces pea-shaped seed pods. Both the flowers and the seeds are edible and were a part of the diet of many Native American tribes. The flowers have a slightly nutty flavor, while the peas can be cooked and served up with butter, just like garden peas. In addition to using the fruits and flowers of the redbud as a food source, many southeastern and southern plains Indians used an extract made from the bark and roots for treatment of colds, flu, and fever, and the stems and small branches were used for making baskets. Perhaps the popularity of redbud among Native Americans was a deciding factor in making the versatile little tree the state tree of Oklahoma, an area once known as the Indian Territory. The botanical name for our North American redbud is Quercus canadensis, from the Greek word quercus, meaning weaver's shuttle, and referring to the shape of the flat, dried seed pods. A common name for redbud is the Judas tree. According to legend, Judas Iscariot hanged himself from a branch of Quercus siliquastrum, a European variety native to the Mediterranean region and West Asia. This bit of biblical trivia very nearly kept the redbud from becoming the state tree of Oklahoma, as a great hue and cry went up in 1937 when State Senator Nat Taylor from Roger Mills County introduced legislation to adopt the innocent tree. After the controversy reached international proportions and extensive investigation found no mention of the shy and blushing redbud in Bible scriptures, then-Governor E.W. Marland signed the bill. Perhaps he was swayed by a poem called The Judas Tree by Edgar Guest, a popular syndicated newspaper poet. The final stanza reads, "And yet if true the story ring, by chance or by intent, then Judas chose a glorious thing to be his monument."